Ubabu Dlamini, that's Robert Dlamini, who speaks on behalf of the Mpumalanga Association of Student Accommodation. I believe he does join us on the line. Robert Dlamini, good evening.
Hi, how are you, sir? And then your listeners.
Yeah, good. Great to have you, Mdumdala. Tomorrow, the Council of the City of Mbombela Local Municipality will be among the many long list of agendas that they have. They will be dealing with the off-campus student accommodation draft policy. Firstly, maybe let's touch on, you know, the existing policy. What is it that is in the existing policy that you agree with? And what does also, you know, your reservation, or what are your reservations on the currently existing policy? Because I know that the draft, you might not have been privy to it thus far until it's presented in council.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I think there are one or three things that we totally don't agree with on the existing policy. The first one actually is the issue of the provision for parking lots. In terms of the existing policy, I think the ratio is that there must be one parking lot for two students. Of which we don't agree because there is no need for parking, especially for students. The students don't have transport, most of them. Then why there must be a provision for parking? Maybe there must be some sort of working around that one, but not to say that two student one parking. I think that one actually is not affordable in terms of our members. That is the one thing that actually we're feeling that is not sitting well with us. The other thing was the issue of the cost and the time frame for rezoning. You know, to raise on a place for business, it can take up to 70,000 or above 70,000. It's very much expensive because you have to involve your planners and all these other people there. So it's very much expensive, and the time frame there, it can take more than a year to rezone because of the process that must be followed. So we were saying that maybe if there can be a special provision to allow our members time, let's say a minimum of 3 years, to make sure that they comply with the policy, because it was by 2020. That's why we're saying that, guys, please allow them a time frame of 3 years to resolve. So those were the key issues. Most of the things actually that are in the policy, we fully agree and fully support the policy. We don't have a problem with the policy. That environment must be regulated like all other business environments. We fully agree and fully support it. But we were worried about the two things. If they can work it out, we definitely fully support the policy.
I'm not sure if you've been in contact with any of the political parties that are represented in the council, maybe to gather from their views what becomes their standpoints on, obviously, the draft policy that will be discussed tomorrow in the city of Mbombela. And I hear you. I mean, if you are conducting a student accommodation business, you know, when you are told that you must at least have a parking bill, is this on compound or outside? Because I gather the logic outside of, obviously, the residence, because normally then the cars get to park on the road. But what was then the policy saying? Is it in the property itself or outside the property?
That is in the property.
No.
That is in the property, inside your stay.
Yeah, that's outside.
Then that's the difficult provision, because if you look at most of our members, there are people who are owning some residential properties.
Mm-hmm.
Your 800 square meters, your 1,000 square meters.
Mm-hmm.
Then you cannot accommodate more than 10 parking lots in those particular premises.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very much difficult for us to comply with that one. And it's very much difficult for us to apply, because we know that it's not going to be approved. We have engaged the municipality.
Sure.
The former speaker, we went to him, we had a meeting with him.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a meeting with the the new leadership of the municipality, the political head of that particular section, about our concerns. There, we are just hoping that in the draft budget, actually, they are going to take us into account our input. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. But I mean, before I let you go, among or coupled with the draft policy, obviously, is the bylaws of the municipality. Let's touch on the issue of noise pollution. Many residents and many communities in the city of Memphis are complaining about noise pollution that emanates not only from the nightclubs around, but equally to some of the student accommodation, also some of the properties that have been rezoned as business dens. What then becomes the view of MASA in that, and how are you ensuring that you do adhere to the bylaws of the city, yourself as an association and together with your members?
No, actually, what we are doing as an association, we are educating and training our members on how to run a student accommodation. It's unfortunate that some of the owners of student accommodation are not part of MASA. So we are educating and making sure that we workshop our members in terms of managing student accommodation. A student accommodation, there must be a full-time caretaker. There must be a full-time people who are cleaning and looking after the safety and security and making sure that there's no noise. So in most of our places, you will see that it's very much clean, there is no noise, because our members are educated, are trained on those particular things. Besides that, there is a guideline from the Department of Education. The guidelines actually has got all those particular regulations on how to run a student accommodation.
Sure.
And if you comply with those particular guidelines, that is, I think the noise is manageable in that particular way.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part of it is that the municipality must not just end up on drafting policy. They must train and educate the players in that particular sector.
Mm-hmm.
And the working cooperation between the municipality and all the stakeholders involved. Because the fact of the matter is that there is no enough beds for students. There is more than 500,000 shortage of beds. So we have to make sure that we find a way on how to manage that particular thing. And there must be also cooperation between all of us to make sure that actually we reduce the noise.
Benjamin, thank you so much as always for making time to speak to us here on Rise of Women. We wish you all the best, and we hope that the lawmakers of the city of Mbombela Council will rule or adopt a particular draft towards your faith. Really appreciate your time.
No, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Much appreciated.
The secretary there of the Mpumalanga Association of Student Accommodation, Ubabo.